25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 20th. But Jesus looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone." Luke 20:17. Devotional. Jesus references King David's Psalm 118, verse 22 passage here, directly comparing himself to David as the rejected stone. Great buildings like the temple needed strong stones to form their foundation. When a quarry stonecutter considered a stone unfit for the structure, it would be tossed aside for a better option that fit the plan of the builder. Just as David was rejected by Saul and overcome with grief at the pursuit of his enemies, Jesus made the direct connection from this well-known Jewish teaching that the Messiah would be rejected. Then he continued the analogy and placed himself as the most important piece of the building, the cornerstone, which held the entire structure together. The Pharisees immediately understood his blasphemous meaning and were ready to arrest him were it not for the loyalty of his followers. The Jewish leaders carried many expectations about how their Messiah would come, and Jesus, once again, turned these assumptions upside down, using their own traditions to prove he was the new way to God. His story was always part of the plan, but the religious leaders were too stuck in tradition to recognize what the scriptures revealed all along. You may be faced with expectations to carry on old traditions this holiday season. Maybe you want to start something new or make decisions outside of the influence of family. Sometimes we're afraid to break the mold of the way it's always been because others may not understand your need for something new. Be encouraged that it's okay to make a change if your family needs a break. There's no need to explain yourself or to make others feel better. Stand up for the change that needs to happen and rejoin the group later when you've been refreshed and renewed. Prayer. Lord, thank you for breaking the mold of old traditions and for making the way of salvation for all of us. Help me to break free from practices that no longer hold meaning and guide me to start new things. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.